Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
All right, so here we go. Celebrity trash. We're going to start with Spotify. Spotify is 10 years old.
You in Spotify?
I don't run it. My kids are on Spotify.
I've never been on Spotify.
Yeah, my kids actually love Spotify. They were saying that there's a whole social media network going there as well. There's a whole element of, you know, you are sharing with other people and you can see what other people are listening to.
Oh, and talking about music
yes,
and stuff too. Oh, see,
whole,
I like that. That's pretty
you
neat.
You might actually really enjoy it. And then you'll never have to buy anything
well,
again.
Well, but see, I can't okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I've been buying music for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pretty big collection
yes,
of purchased mm-hmm, online data files, mm-hmm, whatever you call mm-hmm, those things. You really think it's after having spent all that money and put all this effort into having this iTunes collection of music that now is the time to abandon it? And
are you
just
asking for my approval?
Why?
I'm not sure what
isn't
you're
asking.
Isn't
it a waste of all that time and money I've put in?
You know, I feel your pain. I have a large music collection. I actually still have boxes of CDs and
even, but those are old. Those are before the I bought music last week.
Yeah, the last album I bought was maybe 2 years ago. I actually said, we played something for New Music Friday, and I just said, oh, I've got to have that. And then even as I was buying it, I got an email from Apple saying, hey, we just, you know, dinged another $10 for your Apple Music. And I went, and I looked up and saw, and I could have just streamed that record. Like, it's, I totally feel your pain, but I'm saying instead of spending whatever you're spending a month on that, pick a music service, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, whatever, although that's the thing about Pandora, you can't tell it exactly what song to play. Amazon Music, I'm a member of that too, like through your Amazon Prime. Just, I don't want to tell you to give up. I don't want to be the person that tells you to do that. But honestly, there's just no reason. Like, you name any song you have in your album, I have it too. I anything you've got, I'll just pull it up on Amazon or
I bought
Apple.
Two albums just last week.
I don't know why. I don't know why you bought them. Be happy that you have all that and that you're giving. Look, the most important thing that you're going to do with your music is make your daughter appreciate it.
Right.
I really feel like music is like an heirloom thing that we can pass on to our kids. Like, the other day we were in the studio here mm-hmm, with Yuzette, although I think it was yesterday. I don't think you were there. And we're talking about the Queen movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about how much I love Queen and how great it is. And Hooman was saying, I don't even know any Queen songs. Queen missed me. I'm too young. I guess I'm too young. And both interns go, no, you're not too young for, like, we love Queen. And I'm saying to myself, Queen's like our family band. Like, anytime you want something that the whole family's going to like, you put on a Queen record. And by put on a Queen record, I mean say, home device, please play, you know, play songs by Queen.
Oh.
Or play this particular song by Queen, whatever it is.
I swear, it's like doubling down on stupid that I keep buying albums.
So don't do it. Just, you know what? Try a service. Try it. You know what? Here's what you do. Because you have that home assistant at your house, sign up for the Amazon thing. Sign up for the Amazon Music, and then she'll play anything you want, anytime you want it. I feel your pain. I look at those boxes of CDs and think, why don't I throw those out the window? And then I continue not to. They're heavy. That's probably why I don't.
I don't even know what to say. I'm telling you, I bought two records last week. Coheed and Cambria and Behemoth. I bought them. I own them.
I own them too. What else did you buy? I own that too.
What else?
So
did I
look,
buy?
Spotify is 10, but you know what? I'm going to jump to this other story just because we're talking about this right now. So Kanye West is having lunch with President Trump and his son-in-law Jared Kushner at the White House today, And they're
Kanye is going to the White House.
He is. He wants to talk about increasing the number of manufacturing jobs in his native Chicago, job opportunities for former convicts. Kushner has been working on overhauling the criminal justice system, and he was present during the meetings with Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian, when she was looking to get that woman's life sentence commuted. And he's in the, you know, he's front row for this bill signing that Trump is going to do today. And this is it's a big deal. It's, you know, it's so funny because Vinny goes, do you have that MMA story? And I immediately thought to myself, are we talking about Conor McGregor? But it's...
not that again. Oh,
it's
God.
It's the Music Modernization Act.
Right.
And he is scheduled to sign that today while Kanye is at the White House. The bill...
those two things are happening together.
He's going to be front row for that. So they'll be talking about all this other stuff. But he's going to be front row while this thing gets signed. And it's going to mean more money for Kanye. It's going to mean more money for most
artists.
Musicians.
Like it.
Right. So the House and Senate have already passed this. The bill updates licensing and royalties to artists, songwriters, and producers for music that's played on streaming services. So, and even things like YouTube, which give a fraction of a cent for, like a tiny, immeasurable fraction of a cent for any time your video is streamed. I think it's any streaming service. I don't know exactly how that'll be implemented or how much more money it's going to mean for artists, but it's a step in the right direction either way. So
what'll be interesting is if the companies who've been making money off of music and not paying royalties or paying barely any up till now are going to stay in that business when they have to start forking over legitimately fair payment for that. Because some of these, I think it was Pandora, they make money, but they've never made profit.
Right.
Because they've always had to pay the artists for
the
music.
So my subscription to Pandora is going to go up. And frankly, they all should go up when you really think about what you're getting from those.
Well, it's hard to take Pandora's gripe when it's like your business is their art.
People's art.
Your business is their music.
You have no business if they don't do that art.
If you had music of your own to play
that
for people
wanted,
then there would be something for you to talk about. But right now you're talking about how you don't make money. Well, these people are your business.
Right. And they're also not making money.
Mm-hmm.
And the only, you know, Tommy Igoe is a jazz drummer. He performs around here all the time and he's got music that's up on.
I love it. Did you hear it? He did this jam yesterday on Instagram. He's so damn good and he's effortless.
I know. And the thing is about Tommy Igoe too, if you ever go to one of his shows, and you should, it's a totally different experience, mm-hmm. like having those horns blaring at you and the drummer out front because he leads the band.
Mm-hmm.
He is playing the most intricate thing that you have ever heard of in your whole life. Like this, the drumming is just ridiculous. And then he's also, as he's doing this thing, he's talking over his shoulder to lead the band to the next thing. Flip to page 14. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
So anyway, he's amazing. And he gets, he was telling me that when that Groove Conspiracy album came out, that it got some streams. And he was actually impressed by how many streams they got. And then he got a check for 14 cents. 14 cents for all that effort that he put in.
Right.
So I feel like I would pay a couple more bucks. I get it. A couple more bucks for some people is going to hurt. But I'm happy to pay that as a person who loves music, and most of us do.
Well, and there are other places to get music, like radio, for example.
Hello. 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 Here we are in your car. Right. Totally free.
Right.
Please support the sponsors that support the show.
Right.
So Spotify is 10 years old. It's hard to believe. And in honor of the anniversary, they released a couple lists. So they, and listen, 10 years old, mostly it's new music, so that's the hint I'll give you. The top 10 most streamed artists on Spotify. Got any guesses?
Drake.
Drake is number one.
He's number two.
No, he's number two in the most streamed song.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, though.
Crunch. Woman. Boy, it's just that seat, isn't it?
What?
The go back between you and that seat seems to be It's Bryn or it's Hooman, whoever it is, they catch it.
Yeah. So go on, keep
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is not in the top 10, and I wonder if that's because for a long time she wasn't on streaming services. Remember, she would withhold stuff.
Because she just had the night of her life at the American Music Awards. Right. What? Two nights ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she's streamable now, isn't she?
I believe so,
But she held out for a while.
What about like a Cardi B?
Nope, Cardi B's not in the top 10, and probably only because she's fairly new. Number 10's Ariana Grande.
Name the title again.
This is the top 10 most streamed artist on Spotify. Just
right now?
No, in the last 10 years, here's who got streamed the most.
Okay.
Calvin Harris is number 9. Oh. Calvin Harris has had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
He has.
He does them all with, you know, various people. But
yeah, he collaborates a lot.
Enough that over the years, people will stream mm-hmm. his music. Justin Bieber's number 8. Mm-hmm. Hooman, you'll be happy to hear that Coldplay is number 7.
That's right.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kanye West is number 6. People want to hear them some Kanye. Rihanna's number 5. The Weeknd's number 4. The Weeknd had a run there. Eminem is number 3. Huh. And number 2 is Ed Sheeran. So that gives you a little bit of a...
I'm surprised Eminem is so high.
I know. Well, if you like him, you like him, right? And it's not like he doesn't put out records. Mm-hmm. Takes his time. So now I have the top 10 most streamed songs of all time in the 10 years.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, because of our exchange a minute ago, you know number 2 is Drake. But the song is surprising. It's One Dance.
Oh, this is pretty good. All right.
Is it?
Well, yeah, I mean.
So what do you think are the other? These are the big songs. And it's almost like a top 10 for the last 10 years, I guess, is really what it comes down to. Sort of the people's choice.
What was the I Can't Feel My Face?
Oh, The Weeknd?
Mm-hmm.
Not in the top 10.
What?
The Chainsmokers Don't Let Me Down. I don't know if I know this song. Don't Let Me Down?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. I do know this song.
Yeah. See, I would think Sia would be higher, but she's not probably in the top 10, is she?
She isn't. Yeah. But think about what the big songs have been in the last few years, and you've got it.
Ed Sheeran.
He's on here twice in the top 10. So can you pull which songs from
Wilted Flowers.
Is that the name of one of his songs?
No, that's the one. Hallelujah. It's like Garden Flowers or
Garden
something.
Garden Flowers, Sarah. No.
Supermarket Flowers.
Supermarket Flowers.
That's not one of the top 10.
Why didn't you stop me?
I'll tell you the 2 Ed Sheeran songs. Number 5 on this list is Thinking Out Loud. Great job, Hooman. You're really on this.
Thank you.
And he's also the number 1 most streamed song of the entire career of Spotify, The Shape of You. My mother is so done with this song. Every time we play it, she writes me some, like, about it. So funny.
Oh, LA.
Well, it has gotten plenty of airtime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Number 9 on the list.
She knows that's helping her daughter, though, right?
Yeah, hello.
Well, she also knows that you've got no...
I have no part in it, so don't bitch to me.
We're
right?
not responsible for the music here.
No, we are not. We promise. Justin Bieber's Sorry. That's number 9. Justin Bieber's Love Yourself is number 8. I love this tune.
Me too.
Oh, here it is.
And now I know I'm better. Because if you like the way you look so much. Yourself. He's also at number 7, but not for a Justin Bieber specific song. Can you guess what song it is? It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Oh, he wrote. Oh, what is that? He wrote it.
No.
No.
He didn't?
No. He's basically just the chorus.
He's just the chorus. Huh?
Oh, Bamba La Bamba.
Despacito.
I had it. The Bomb Bomb song.
The Bomb Bomb song. Number 6, I don't know if I know this song either. Major Lazer and DJ Snake, Lean On.
Yeah, this one is probably their biggest one.
Oh. Oh, I do know the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably because these have all been in the top 10. It's probably the only time I heard them. So Thinking Out Loud was number 5. Post Malone and 21 Savage, Rockstar, is the number 4 most ever streamed song on Spotify. Number 3 is the only one we haven't done yet, and that's the Chainsmokers and Halsey, Closer. So Drake's One Dance was number 2, and Ed Sheeran's The Shape of You is number 1. And if you go to, I guess, Spotify.com, they had released a ton of info today because it's their 10-year anniversary. You know, if you like The Voice, I may have something for you. It feels like maybe we would be coming to the end of these sort of singing competitions. So they've taken a new spin on this. It's going to be an NBC show. It's called Songland. And two of the executive producers are Maroon 5's Adam Levine, the guy who's a judge on The Voice, and Ryan Tedder from One Republic. Also, Eurythmics co-founder Dave Stewart is part of this. They're just a few of the executive producers on this, so I don't know how much they'll actually be on the show. It's another music competition called Songland. It's going to focus on songwriters and give them a chance to have tracks recorded by top artists. So each episode will feature 5 songwriters performing original tracks for a panel of music producers and different major recording artists each week. And after they discuss and critique each song, the artist is going to pick 3 songwriters and pair them with producers to adapt and develop the tracks further in a recording studio. So I don't know how far into this process they're going to go, if at the end of each episode we're going to hear these hit singles. Or possible hit singles, but each winner will have his or her song recorded and released as the artist's next single.
Wow.
So it's almost like The Voice on steroids, because you know, if you're a songwriter, you're going to be on the radio next week. Like, it's kind of crazy. So the first episode is going to have Charlie Puth as the artist of the week, and then Ryan Tedder is going to be one of the judges. It looks like a Grammy winner by the name of Shane McAuley. She's written for other people. And then a Grammy nominee named Esther Dean, who's written songs for Beyonce, Lil Wayne, Rihanna, and many others. They'll be the judges. Mm-hmm. But you're going to be trying to get Charlie Puth to record your song for you. So I think what I know. So it comes down to, there'll be 5 people who present songs. 3 of them will get developed, and then he'll record one of them, and that'll be his next single.
Wow.
So I'm interested to see how real this will get. Mm-hmm. Like, will we be playing songs from this Songland show? Anyway, it's an interesting concept.
It's interesting, and it could be riveting. It could also be, if the end product isn't good,
it'll be over.
They're acting like hit songs are something you just fart.
Right. There must be a pretty good screening process getting these 5 songwriters each week to that point. Like, they've already whittled it down to 5 songs they think might work. So to be in that company is pretty good, and then to get it narrowed down to the 1.
I think what they're banking on is that the popularity of it being televised, mm-hmm, will launch it into...
We'll already have heard the song, watched it transform.
They got to be banking on that, because we all know hit songs do not
grow on trees. Yeah. And many people who write a hit never, ever, ever get another one.
And even the people who are making hits for a living, that doesn't necessarily mean they can do it on cue.
Right. A lot of people...
Like, we're now here with the camera, now go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get that done.
Give me a hit. Let's
we're go. Watching. What's the next word?
Did
we're doing
guys
a close-up here.
Talk yesterday about Jonathan Cain's daughter who performed on The Voice?
Not at length, but okay. I guess she was on. Did you see it?
I saw a very small video of it, her singing Alanis Morissette, I Don't Know.
You I Don't Know?
Uh-huh.
Did she...
And no one turned around.
Yeah, how did she sound?
She sounded fine, but I saw a very little clip. It was on Yahoo or something.
So she simply just did not make the flip cut.
It wasn't powerful enough.
Someone
they were kind of, you know, jiving to it, but no one turned around. It wasn't that good, you know.
Said that clearly the nerves, she's a good singer, but clearly the nerves got her, which is part of the deal.
Yep. Yeah. You got to get out there and kill it. This is your audition.
Well, who hasn't among us, just in the things we've done,
sure,
where that moment's coming up and you think, I think my throat is closing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be
100%.
Yeah.
What the hell? Now?
Stuttering, can't say the word. Yeah. Absolutely.
Your knees are shaking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even get that blank. Freaked out, and I have felt those moments where I feel like, I think I can't clear my... Oh, no.
That's always helpful, too, just, like, really roughing your throat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, sure.
Quick, give me a glass of razor blades. Gargle with that. All right, what's coming up, Ben?
Oh, so much stuff, including some Halloween-related stories, ghosts and such. Nice. Greece has really stepped in it this time.
Greece?
The country. I got to find their text number so you can let them have it, too.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, my God, I can't wait to see that movie. I'm seeing it today. Super excited. Hey, everybody. Right now, if you're calling number 9 at 800-400-3697, we'll give you a pair of passes to the annual Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show. Dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm.
Super exciting. Oh, thank you, Human. Some spooky music.
Vinny, have you given any further thought?
To my costume, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I have not. My family they disappeared last night.
Uh-huh.
Like, truly, I'm alone.
What's going on? You weren't under the baby?
Oh, yeah, I was, actually. No, everybody else
kind of
disappeared.
Alone.
Right. They went out and decorated the front of the house.
Nice.
Because my kid was feeling like, hey, why don't we have any spirit around here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. We haven't decorated the house.
Mm.
Huh. So the missus and her went and decorated the house. No, I haven't. Easy answer, no. I'm probably going to throw something together in the last second that'll look janky, just like last year's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer did.
Yeah.
I'm hoping my costume shows up. I'm getting kind of worried.
Well, it's now too late for me to buy anything online, so I still have to get over to the
place. Oh, you're not done?
No.
Oh. Well, you and I usually do some kind of thing together. Why aren't we doing
that? Yeah, because
you got the peanut butter and jelly costume underneath there.
We hated that one. God, that was the lamest one.
I'll do that one.
We might have to be the
peanut butter and jelly together,
Vinny. We might have to be the slutty nun and the father again, Vinny. I don't know.
Okay. Whatever.
Wait, hold on. You just agreed to be with me.
Well, you said you had one
if
coming.
If it doesn't come, what am I going to do? I'll be either peanut butter. I'll be an open-faced peanut butter sandwich.
We'll staple the two together.
Yeah.
Jelly
oh my God.
Side,
that's there you go. Oh my God.
No,
perfect.
It's itchy and it's hot.
I'm doing it.
It's awful.
Oh, it's hot. I'll have to take it off. Oh well. So, if you call right now, 800-400-3697, we will give. And you're in caller number 9. We'll give you passes to the annual Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show. It's October 31st. Oh, that's Halloween at the Punchline in San Francisco. You have to be over 21 to win these tickets. And remember, it's from 11 till 1 in the middle of the day.
Right.
Not, you know,
not the
witching hour. But it starts at 11 in the morning, so you have to be able to get yourself down to San Francisco. And, you know, we recommend public transportation because the financial district is pretty packed during the day.
Right.
So we'll meet you over there.
So fun, though.
Oh, so great. And we have, like, Squaw Valley Alpine Meadow lift tickets and a hotel stay for the winner of the costume contest. So a ski season comes up. You're a big skier, you know, put some effort into that costume. And listen, if you've never been to one of these people are serious. Some of the costumes...
They don't mess around.
No, they're so elaborate. Like, if you think you're going to dress as a ghost and win, think again.
Often, they're themed from stuff that happened on the show.
Yes.
So I don't doubt that we'll see Sparky.
Oh, God, Stinky.
Oh,
the trio, Stinky Garage Cat.
I got
a picture. And
okay, so I gave you the picture of Sparky. Now I got a picture of the cat you call Garfield. So I don't know what to call him.
Let's have a look at him. See if he's actually a Garfield.
Well, he's orange.
Garfield's on vacation right now. Oh, God, he looks just like Leo.
He's not as furry, though.
Oh.
And he's got that really cute white...
Yeah, a little white dot at the end of his tail.
I don't even know who in the neighborhood that cat belongs to.
Maybe no one. Maybe he's like, oh, there seem to be other cats here. I guess I'll hang out here.
Well, he does hang out quite a bit.
See if I can get
some
of that
him
food.
Waiting by the garage. So the missus is inside. See how the garage is partly open?
Mm-hmm.
The missus is in jogging on the treadmill.
Mm.
And he's waiting for her to leave.
So he can go in and
eat. So he can go in and eat.
Garage cat's food.
Food.
Funny.
But I saw him and I was like, you rat. Oh.
Oh,
where's my phone?
Get a picture.
Smile.
Get a picture of that.
There you go.
So Punchline, San Francisco on Halloween. Call now, 800-400-3697.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco SPCA, celebrating 150 years of bringing pets and the people who love them together with the Cuddle Me Festival, October 13th. Join for cuddles, adoptions, and to enter your dog in our doggy drag show and more. Visit the SFSPCA.org/cuddle me for more info. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So I want to begin with, real quick, J.K. Rowling's latest book is her best yet. I just finished it.
Oh.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like, when they were at Scotland Yard, I was like, you guys, you're going too fast. I'm not catching everything. I'm okay.
And it's then so something, good.
I was like, oh my God.
It's so good.
Oh my God.
So these are the...
This is the best one.
These are the Cormoran Strike books written by a guy named Robert Galbraith, who's actually J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame. They're all good, but this one is her best yet, don't you think?
It's excellent. They're all good. And I'm super excited because there's an actual show called, I think it's called Strike, or CB Strike, maybe?
Maybe.
And it's on Amazon? I don't know where I saw that, but they did all three of the first books. So I'm hoping that she... And she was saying she has a bunch of these ready to... Like, she is... This is her focus. Like, the way she was about Harry Potter, this is the way she is about these.
Well,
now.
They're great.
They're unreal. They're so good. She is such a great writer. I care so deeply about these characters.
I do, too. So what is this one called again? Lethal White?
Lethal White.
So that's just... If you care about reading and you want... And you're looking for something new...
They're mysteries.
I'd say read them all.
Me too. Start with Cuckoo's Calling.
But that last one is her best yet. The newest one.
They're all good.
All right.
Well said, Ben.
Tens of millions of Social Security beneficiaries and other retirees can expect an increase in benefits next year as inflation edges higher. The government on Thursday announced a boost of 2.8%, which they say translates to, guess how much that might be.
Like the average person, $16.
$39 a month.
Oh.
Which
hey,
is...
You know, it's $39 on your fixed income you didn't have last month.
It just doesn't seem like enough.
I know.
I know that people have been told their whole life not to rely on that, and you're supposed to save your own money and don't count on that to save your life, and we're being told that today, and you should be saving... But the idea that you finally get a bump in pay and it's $40, that's just...
A month. Yeah.
All right. Maybe now you can what?
I can't think of one thing I can do with
$39. Thinking milk, eggs.
It doesn't even translate to a new pair of shoes,
maybe
does
it? Maybe
not
cereal, but maybe some bread.
Yeah.
So there's that.
If you go to the bargain market.
Yeah. Dollar store.
Yeah.
So this is one of those times of year when people start, they get into the Halloween spirit, they're into it, they want to do haunted houses. And this story, as I read it, I just thought, oh my God, classic. So I guess this was in Nashville.
Okay.
A night at a Halloween themed attraction in Nashville left a group of friends terrified after one of them unknowingly stabbed another on Friday night.
What?
Apparently, they were in the haunted house.
With knives?
The group of four was walking through the haunted house at Nashville Nightmare when a person with skull makeup painted on his face approached them. I guess this is common that the characters will come out and that's the deal, right? You get scared. Mm. They say something. So a 29-year-old woman wasn't surprised when a man asked if her friend was bugging her and then handed her a knife, saying, well, here, stab him. So she did. She didn't believe the knife was real. She thought it was a prop, so she grabbed it, and she told the police, she joked, ha, 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 gotcha! Then plunged the weapon into his left arm.
Thank God, only into his arm.
His arm was gushing blood like something out of a horror scene. The group panicked as it realized what had happened when the blood started to flow.
Oh, my God.
Blood started squirting from the victim's left arm.
So she hit an artery.
She didn't mean to hurt the victim, and the victim was taken to a nearby hospital, treated, and released.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if they're going to be in trouble for handing a knife to someone like that.
Yeah, they're going to be in trouble for handing someone a knife.
Well, I wonder if it's a person that didn't actually work there, just some random that happened to be in there that was trying to cause chaos.
Did that person
escape? Nashville Nightmare said they believe an employee was involved in the incident in some way. And that the employee was placed on leave.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
On leave? Really? That's what you did with him? You placed him on leave? He brought a knife
well,
into your...
Well, they investigate.
Right.
The company said the employee was not confirmed as the suspect who handed the knife to this woman. So they're still looking into it themselves. Obviously, they're saying all the right. The safety and security of our patrons is our top priority.
Right.
And for the past 8 years, we've hosted Nashville Nightmare without any security incidents or major injuries.
Oh, my God.
But
wouldn't
there
that have been
it is.
Something if the friend that was bugging her was in on it and he had like a blood package?
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Right there.
What if she'd stabbed him in the heart? That would have been good.
Oh, God.
Or in the neck.
Yeah.
My God.
Yikes.
That they're so lucky that she stabbed him in the arm.
I'm actually, now that I'm starting to think about it, I'm surprised that she did it.
Yeah.
Like, I really am. Even though it could have been a prop knife, I still don't see, unless you got high or something, I don't think I would even jokingly.
No.
Well, you think it's one of those retractable ones?
Probably, but I still don't know that I'd even do that. I don't think I would.
I would.
You would?
I would. God.
Yeah, that's certainly scary. I just can't. What headspace do you have to be in to hand someone a knife in a Honda? Like, I don't know.
Sicko.
And does this? Let me ask you this though.
Sure.
Does this hurt or help the haunted house?
Oh,
don't you think to yourself, I got to go to that one.
Maybe.
Like someone gets
stabbed. Well, the one that I told you guys about yesterday just sounded awful.
All right, deep.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the gnarliest
one.
The scariest one is in San Diego.
Maccabees.
Something. I can't remember the name, but it's actually 8 hours, and no one's made
the
full 8
hours.
8 hours in a haunted house?
Yeah, well, that's no one can make it.
And there's a 24,000 person wait list.
But like, they actually waterboard you, and they do stuff to you. They shave your head.
Yeah, they shave your head. And 24,000 people are like, oh, yes, please.
It's a commitment to go try this one in San Diego.
Well, it's a challenge.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody's made it.
Have you heard of Gina Stewart, the world's hottest grandma?
I have not.
Okay, well, 48-year-old Gina Stewart from Australia.
48 years old. That's a young grandma.
The title of the world's hottest grandma.
All right.
From Maxim magazine, and she's got a 1-year-old grandchild, but still posts semi-nude and mostly nude photos to social media constantly. So take that picture there from my tablet.
Oh, you got the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
so flip
gorgeous.
It one over.
Oh boy.
They say that's the one that got her kicked off Instagram. They say that...
Is that nippleage right there?
It's, well, they so she posted a picture
Where's
where she's
hair?
Sitting on a chair completely naked with her hair covering a small portion of her left boob, which Instagram has decided is just too racy.
Well,
and they gave her a warning and removed the photo.
It looks like you can see areola, but I do think it's just hair. I think it's a loop of hair.
What do you think? You're the expert.
Not areola. It's too far up and to the left to be what were the, you
agreed.
Know, the colored part of the boob.
So describe her.
She's blonde. She looks like a stripper.
But and she looks like she's had a ton of work
done.
Yeah,
she's definitely had.
Sort of Pamela Anderson-ish.
Yeah.
If Pam, you know, I almost said a bad thing.
But she's got the bleach blonde hair with the dark roots.
Yeah, it's not
coming through. She's got.
I don't find her attractive. She's not my kind of girl.
Not my type either.
I think Hooman might like it. The big fake boobs.
Hooman might like her.
Hooman would be.
I think she's beautiful.
She's exactly his type.
Yeah,
actually, has your type changed or is that your type still?
Gina Stewart.
Yeah.
I mean,
older blonde, big fake boobs.
It.
Is that your thing?
I don't find this girl unattractive.
All right.
Like I would, you know, but
you'd hit that.
You'd hit that.
Well.
I don't get it. Would you tap it, though?
Would you play Coldplay for her?
Oh.
Yeah.
Or Whitesnake.
Yeah. Or Def Leppard.
This is a person who could earn it if she tried real hard.
Yeah, if she had the right, you know, credentials.
Oh, I see.
She's
got a title, Hottest Grandma.
Yeah. Good for her.
I'm looking at her Instagram. I mean, there's got to be more than just what she's showing and doing.
She needs to have a little bit better resume, right?
Yeah, not a resume, but just more than what. I mean, it's just
she's
her.
Probably, we don't know what she does for a living. She's probably well accomplished, and she's probably a scientist.
Listen,
you think?
Yeah,
like a PhD.
Accountant.
Sure,
yeah,
she's
at the University of Sydney.
She puts her lab coat over her naked body
and
puts on some glasses and goes in and uses vials and.
It looks like a lovely person. With
Bunsen
a great
burners.
Personality.
And, sure, of course. I bet she's great.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. FYI, for that Spotify list, Ed Sheeran wrote Love Yourself song Justin Bieber is singing.
Yeah.
Yep. He's actually on it, isn't he?
I think
he sings in the background on
maybe
some of the, at the end.
But I know he wrote it.
Jonathan Cain's daughter got picked for a second chance.
Oh, did she?
Says 209, and they close out, beautiful girl.
Oh, lovely.
I didn't see her.
Well, good luck
but
to
I just
Jonathan Cain.
Heard
yeah, she
Journey's
was nice
daughter.
Looking.
Apparently,
oh, good. I look forward to having her, you know, not be so nervous next time.
Apparently, he went on the show to support with his ex-wife.
Oh.
Who is the girl's mom.
Mother. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they're divorced, and I couldn't help but think, oh, the things kids get parents to do, because I don't doubt that the...
Well, nobody else in the world loves that girl the way those two people do, and they
enough
can
to stand there.
They
politely
can set it all
next
aside
to each other and go
to support her.
Go, honey! Yay!
That's our baby.
Mm-hmm. We made that.
No matter how contentious that divorce was,
I am. He didn't divorce her to get with that Bible thumper that he's with now, did he?
I feel like he did. Wasn't he married? He was married when he met that
They
woman.
Met on a plane or something.
Where were we? We were backstage. Where were we?
We were in some green room down below behind all the
That's
stages.
That's right. It was for the Journey Santana show.
Oh,
we were
AT&T
backstage
Park.
At AT&T Park.
Yeah, SF Fest or
the
something
The story
like that.
He told me directly,
yeah.
And this, I assume, is okay for air, but his marriage was on the rocks, not going well at all, and he met the lady he's married to now on a flight.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, and was like, they exchange info, and he absolutely knew right then that he needed to go get a divorce and go hang with this lady.
Yeah.
That's the story I heard. So, but they were already on the rocks.
Of course they were.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The Voice this year is having a handful of artists that didn't get on Battle for the chance to get on the show. Jonathan Cain, that's the comeback
there is some
thing.
I remember hearing about that. Vinny, we're pretty late.
Okay, bye.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.